Karina Logan from the Department of Zoology at Cambridge University works on intelligence in birds, particularly the grackle. Before we talk about those birds, I believe you want to test the intelligence of one of our audience. Is that right?
Yes, I do. Wow, a lot of volunteers already.
What's your name?
I'm Will.
So I am going to ask you, Will, if you're going to be able to help me solve this puzzle.
Okay, so you're just removing a drape that's been covering up rather a strange collection of objects you've got here on the table. So we've got in the middle a tall glass tube, which is maybe 8 centimetres in diameter, and it's about half full with water. It's about 25 centimetres tall, and floating on the top of the water is a little red ball. And then around it, we've got a selection of objects. What kind of objects can you see?
There's some foam, stones, corks, sticks and leaves.
All sorts of weird things. So what have we got to do here?
If you can get the ball out of the tube, then I will give you a chocolate bar or a piece of fruit leather. But you can't tip over the tube.
So all you can use is those two fingers, your front finger and your thumb, and a little sort of pincer action. And you have to see if you can get that ball out. What are you going to do?
I think I'm going to put stones in the bottom so the water rises up.
Do you want to see if it works? Every time you're putting a stone in there, it's displacing some water and the water level's rising. So what are you aiming for?
That the water level rises enough so you can take the ball out.
Well done, you managed it. Round of applause. How do you actually go about doing this with a bird? I mean, you can't tell it to get a ball and swap it for chocolate, can you?
No, exactly. So I actually have to train the birds to drop the stones down the tubes. And I do this on a different apparatus, so there isn't water involved. It's just a tube that's on top of a platform. So you drop the stone down the tube, and it collapses the platform. And the food was sitting on top of the platform, so then it falls out when the stone goes through the apparatus.
So how long does it take them to learn it?
It depends. New Caledonian crows can learn it pretty quickly in maybe around 100 trials. Great-tailed grackles, which is the species I'm promoting today, the fastest one was 165 trials, and the slowest was like 392 trials. It took her a while.
So that's a little bit longer than it took our volunteer here who just took one look at it and did the right thing.
Yeah, so with humans, you can just say, you know, get the reward, and they don't need training in how to drop things down tubes because we have a lot of these kinds of experiences that the birds don't.
Why are you doing this with birds? I mean, it sounds like a lot of fun, but I'm guessing there's a scientific reason.
Why I'm doing this particularly with the great-tailed grackle, and for those who don't know, because they're not a bird that lives over on this side of the Atlantic Ocean, they're a bird, and they're about the size of a jackdaw, but they have a really long tail, kind of like a magpie. And with this particular bird, they have actually an average-sized brain for their body size, while the crows and the parrots have these really big brains. And so one of the ideas about brain size is that if you have a larger brain, you should be smarter. But these grackles, I first found them in Costa Rica. I was studying other animals there, and I saw these grackles, and they'd come right up to me, and they'd look me in the eye, and I think they wanted my food, but I also thought, gosh, they look really smart. And what I'm finding, which is pretty amazing, is that even though their brain weighs as much as a 1p coin, they can solve these problems like children that are 5 years of age and older, whereas children that are 4 years old, they don't solve these tasks. And they solve them like the large-brained New Caledonian crows and rooks and Eurasian jays.
Yeah, so we've known for a while that these other birds that you mentioned, rooks and jays and crows, are really, really intelligent. But we've always thought that they had very big brains compared to their body size and that was why. But this is really throwing all that into the air. These animals have a 1p coin. That is tiny. How come they can do this?
So the neurons are how the brain is cognitively processing things. So if you have more neurons, you should be able to do more things cognitively. And so they have been finding that the number of neurons in your brain does not scale with how big your brain is. So you can have a very large brain, but not very many neurons. I think it's going to come down to looking at how many neurons different species have so that we can make better predictions about how smart an animal should be.
And do we know anything about how many neurons your grackles have yet?
We do not. I'm waiting for some papers to come out this year. I've been waiting and waiting, and I'm really excited to see the results, but we don't know yet.
So it may be that packed into that 1p coin, they've got loads and loads of these cells which are actually doing the work, talking to each other, and that's what allows them to be so intelligent.
Right, exactly.
Thanks so much. That was Karina Logan, everyone. Now, it looks like, before we get to the judges, it looks like we have a question from the audience. What did you want to ask?
Didn't they do some sort of study about birds using like a wire or a piece of metal to hook their food out of a tube like that?
Yes, good memory. So this was work that was done at Oxford with the New Caledonian crows. And they not only use tools, but they make a lot of different kinds of tools. And one of the kinds of tools they make is this hooked tool out of sticks. Now, there's another species that's here, the rooks, and they are also able to do this. So in the wild, rooks don't use tools, they don't make tools, but you bring them into an aviary and you give them a straight piece of wire, they'll make a hook and they'll pull the basket out.
Amazing. Over to the judges now. Has anyone got a comment or question for Karina?
You mentioned a few other tasks that crows could do, and you know, if you're saying that these birds are really smart despite having tiny brains, have you found any other tricks that they can do?
So the grackles are different. They're not tool users. And I did check for some tool use in the lab, and I did not see that. They tend to like to flip objects over and look under rocks and things for food, as well as digging in our garbage and eating at our outdoor cafes. They love chips. And so as soon as you turn your head, they're on the table stealing your chips so they can fly away and eat them. So grackles have slightly different strategies than the crows have.
So watch your chips if you're near a grackle. Okay, let's go over to our judges for your scores now. Let's start with George.
7.
I'm going to go with 6.
I kind of think you made crows sound more cool than grackles, so I'm going to go 6.
Okay, round of applause for Karina Logan. Now let's go over to Heather to see what that's done to our leaders board. Heather, how's it looking now?
So our grackles seem to be flying south with 19. The sticklebacks are swimming downstream with 21.5. Caterpillars are crawling just behind our leaders, moles, which are clawing onto victory with 26.
So moles are the one to beat at the moment. Let's see if our next guest can manage it.